This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 139. Okay, I got a good one for you today. I'm going to talk about three things I've learned as a life coach for people in a mixed faith marriage. I was thinking about this because I got certified in 2020, but I was working as a life coach before then, but that's basically when it started. And now it's 2024. So I've been working with clients for almost five years. And there are some things I've learned. about these mixed faith marriages. And I want to share three things I've learned as I've worked with countless clients in that time frame, including my own mixed faith marriage. Lesson number one, marriage is not always perfect. Now, this may seem obvious to you. You may be like, duh, Brooke, this isn't much of a lesson. But I want to take a minute and talk about this one because I definitely had the perception, either right or wrong, probably not very helpful, wrong, but I had the perception that my marriage would be perfect, that it would be kind of like a fairy tale, that there would be very little issues, very little conflict, very little trouble, that we would just get married and ride off into the sunset. And perfection would be exactly what we experienced. And so this one I want to talk about, like, it's not always perfect. Connection is not always going to be happening 100% of the time. There will be disconnection in your marriage. There will be problems. There will be times when you and your spouse are simply not on the same page. And I think this is an important lesson to learn and to really internalize and to really accept. I like to tell clients all the time that perfection is not the goal. Maybe, and it's good to ask yourself, well, what is the goal? If perfection's not available, and it's not, what is the goal of your marriage? Maybe it's connection, compassion, understanding, equality. I don't know. You get to choose, but I'm just suggesting if you choose that you're always connected 100% of the time, perfection as the goal, that you're always perfectly aligned, then that's frankly just not possible. And you're going to have a lot of disappointment and unmet expectations. When we're able to embrace this idea that it's not always going to be perfect and perfection's not the goal, and that an imperfect marriage can still be just fine, it gives you permission to do some things. It gives you permission to rock the boat. It gives you permission to have a faith transition or to be okay if your spouse has a faith transition. It gives you both permission to develop in ways that neither of you guessed. It gives you permission to change your mind. It gives you permission to be adaptable and flexible with the dynamic things that life and your marriage bring to you. I think that's an important lesson. So that's lesson one. Your marriage is not going to be perfect. You're not always going to have perfect connection, perfect harmony, perfect agreement. It's not going to happen. Okay. Lesson number two. And this is related to number one, but separate. You need to talk about the stuff. And this is balanced with giving grace. Because really the first one is about giving grace. It's not always going to be perfect. There's this idea of giving yourself grace for not being perfect, giving your partner grace for not being perfect, giving your marriage grace for not being perfect. And I want you to balance that with calling out the things that need to be discussed. Not needing perfection, but seeking toward open communication and talking about the issues that are happening in the relationship. Give grace, yes. Give grace, be flexible, but not so much that you never actually discuss the issues. Now, I see this happening with some of you out there. I see this happening where we're so afraid, we want to give grace, and we're so afraid or we're avoidant of conflict that we don't talk about the things that need to be talked about. We're avoiding conflict so much that avoiding conflict often means avoiding solving conflict. Avoiding conflict often means avoiding finding resolutions or addressing miscommunication. Avoiding conflict often means not talking about things that need to be talked about. So there's this balance of giving grace, but that does not mean ignoring or avoiding or not talking about the issues that are happening in the marriage. You can give a lot of grace and not need perfect relationship, and balance that with talking about the issues, the stuff that needs to be talked about. So watch yourself. If you swing too far on the like avoiding conflict because you tell yourself you're giving grace so that you're not actually discussing things that need to be talked about in the marriage, something to look at. This is what it may sound like. There's some indications where you may be in this place of avoiding conflict and not talking about the things, not bringing up issues that need to be discussed. If you tell yourself things like this, they'll be hurt if I tell them about my faith transition. They'll be upset if I tell them about what the bishop said. They'll be angry if I tell them about my temple experience. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want them to be upset. Now, these are wonderful, compassionate, lovely sentiments. We don't want the people we love to be upset or hurt or frustrated or angry. I get it. But what I want you to see is, are you sometimes taking this so far that you're actually avoiding talking about important things that impact your relationship? What happens when you don't talk about these important things that impact your relationship is you don't talk about important things that impact your relationship. That there's a cost to that. That is going to impact your relationship in a negative way. So watch yourself. Like, that's what I say. Like, this is the second thing is like, yes, give grace, but also talk about the important things. Talk about the things that are going to cause resentment, that are causing hurt, that are causing pain. Talk about the things. Bring them up. If you are so carefully avoiding conflict, you're also going to be avoiding resolutions because you've got to dig into conflict and understand it and look at it honestly in order to find solutions and resolutions and communication and understanding with each other about those things. Okay, I want to make another comment about this second one. Sometimes when we get the idea that it doesn't have to be perfect, and that's my lesson number one, I think it's a good one. Sometimes we swing a little too far with that. And this is number two, is to like temper swinging too far with giving grace or it doesn't have to be perfect. Sometimes I see where it swings too far, where people are now not taking responsibility for repairing or for taking responsibility for issues that they have or that they're contributing to in the relationship, because they're like, it doesn't have to be perfect. they're using that as a way to avoid talking about some important issues. Like, yes, they're like, hey, it doesn't need to be perfect. There's going to be bumps. This is just what happens when you're in a relationship. Sometimes that's taken to the extreme where now it's an excuse to not address issues in the relationship or to deflect responsibility, to not take responsibility and not discuss issues that are legitimate and real. This is a constant balance. Giving grace doesn't mean ignoring and avoiding. Giving grace means understanding that it's not always going to be 100% perfect, but then we need to come in we don't have to talk about absolutely everything, but you know the things that need to be talked about. They're the things that are going to cause resentment. They're the things that need to be addressed, and unaddressed will lead to an accumulation of pain, hurt, resentment, and frustration. So watch out. Watch out for the pendulum swinging a little bit too far or staying there too long when if you are using I'm not perfect, it's not perfect as a reason to not take responsibility or to not talk about issues. Okay, let's talk about the lesson number three. And the third one is my favorite. The third one I think is the most important of all three. The third one is also the simplest. The third lesson I want to share is you're going to be okay, regardless. Regardless of your faith transition, your spouse's faith transition, your mixed faith marriage, whether your mixed faith marriage is working wonderfully or not, whether you need to separate or divorce, or whether you're able to stay together, whether you're thriving, whether you're struggling, whether this is really hard or whether this is really easy, whether you're really understanding or your spouse is really understanding or they're not, you're going to be okay. Whether your marriage is great or not, none of those things, your marriage, the status of your marriage, the health of your marriage, the type of marriage you have, whether it's a mixed faith marriage or not, whether you've had a faith transition or not, none of those things impact or define your worth and your goodness. They're just things that happen. And so when I say you're going to be okay, you will be okay, what I want you to think about is regardless of what happens on your faith journey, in your marriage, status of your marriage, the health of your marriage, whatever happens, that in no way diminishes you, your worth, your goodness, your value. Even if you've done something that you're not proud of, maybe you've deflected responsibility. Maybe you've whatever. It doesn't matter. You are still okay. You are still a worthy, wonderful human. Whether your marriage is melting down, disintegrating, whether your marriage is stronger than it's ever been, doesn't matter. You are worthy of goodness and kindness. You are worthy of having a lovely life. You're okay. That's the third lesson. I don't care what's happening, what you're dealing with. You're okay. You're worth. You're not a failure. You're okay. That's the most important one. Wherever you are on the faith journey or your mixed faith marriage journey, you're okay. Whether your spouse is angry at you or hurt or in love with you, you're okay. Okay, let me repeat the three lessons. One, perfection's not the goal. Don't worry if everything's not perfect. It's never going to be. Give lots of grace. Two, this is the balance of that. It's the counterbalance to that. It's like, yes, yes, yes. Give lots of grace, but talk about what needs to be talked about. Don't let things go unaddressed, unavoided because you're afraid of conflict, because you don't want to rock the boat. Talk about what needs to be talked about. Put it on the table. Bring it up. And number three, it's going to be okay. You are okay. Regardless of what is happening, you are okay. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, there might be skills you need to develop. Yes, relationships may never be the same again. There may be fundamental changes to the way you interact with your spouse. And you're still okay. You're still worthy, valid, valuable human. Okay. I want to repeat that again. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. This is Brooke Booth. I'm a life coach for Mormons in a mixed faith marriage. If you need more help, as always, go to my website, brookboothcoaching.com. I am here to help. Wishing you the best in your mixed faith marriage.